Right, we've got one of the leaders on the phone, hopefully, now. And if the technology works and I can work it, we're going to say hello to Marcus.
Hello.
Hello, Marcus. You're coming through nice and clear. And as I, as you probably know, I've got Freddie, Sarah and Alison in the studio. I'm sure they're going to say hello.
Marcus.
Hi,
there we are. They're all saying hello. I'll turn their microphones up as well, so you probably better hear them as well. Marcus, we'll do. I know you're busy at work tonight, so that's why you can't be with us in the studio. And I'm sure the three scouts I've got in here with it will chip in and ask you some questions as well if it comes to mind. But taking youngsters away abroad is whose responsibility? How often have you done this?
So far, I've done three international trips abroad with scouting all the world. So I've taken them to Switzerland, to a lovely town of Adelboden, which is just south of Interlaken. And I've taken about 40 kids each time across to Switzerland.
You're an experienced hand of it now.
I am, yes. I know all the big work and what to do now. So.
Which you said you've been to other jamborees before. All similar events, yes?
Yeah, I did the UK World Scout Jamboree at Highlands Park in 2007 as international service team.
Now, scouting, is it growing? Is it stabilised or are you losing scouts? Or what's the position with scouting at the moment?
I mean, currently in the area which I am in Finland, it's quite a growing movement. I mean, my own scout group has risen from 18 scouts to 28 scouts since last year. So I would say nationally, scouting is quite a growing movement.
Right, and females as well as males, you go for the scouting?
Yep, now that we're co-educational, meaning that we have male and female scouts, I believe that it's actually now a better movement with girls in on hand.
Right. Now, you're going away, how long are you away for?
We're away for approximately 19 days in total.
Right. The scouts I've got here have already told me there's four leaders from this area. Is that correct?
Yes, there's four leaders from one from Huntingdon and two from Cambridge.
Right. And I think there's 36 scouts. Is that right? They're very quiet in the studio with me. I'm sure they're not normally like this.
There's 29 scouts and seven guides.
Right. So you're going to have quite an excited time. How are you going across? Are you?
We're flying out from Heathrow Airport on Sunday.
Right.
To Copenhagen. And then we have three lovely days in Copenhagen exploring the city. Before we then, on the 27th, we go across to the Jamboree site in Sweden, which is near Rinkeby.
What do you think the attendance in Sweden's going to be? Any idea?
There's 34,000 participants on site, and then there's also leadership teams, which are the people that are effectively working for us to make the event happen.
Right. Do you find that enough adults are involved in scouting, or are you always sort of trying to promote and grab more adults?
I think if we got more adult help, we can bring scouting up another level and get more young people off of the streets and into scouting and doing more active, adventurous activities.
Do you give them training if they came along?
The young people don't get the training. It's the leaders. We get
special course for leaders that you know, if adults want to join and want to become leaders, you give them all the training and that.
Yeah,
don't you?
they get a full training up to leadership standards. I mean, I think it's now 39 modules. Or not 39 modules to complete. There is 39 modules of training in which the adult can complete.
Yeah.
So they can get everything they need to become better leaders and move forward to the movement.
I'm sure like us here, you know, you go through the usual CRB checks and everything like that.
Yep.
Yeah. As you know, even just with the radio, we're in a disability unit here and we have to enhance CRB checks. But that shouldn't put people off, should it?
No, I mean, a CRB check is just a form that you fill in and we send it off to Gilwell and then it comes back as either clear or unclear.
Do you pay for that?
The CRB forms are paid for by the Scout Association.
Yeah, that's good. So, you know, it shouldn't put people off coming along. It won't cost them money. So, have you got websites, I think? If we've got any listeners tonight, we're thinking, you know, I'd like to get involved in scouting.